Okay, this is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course, having efficient digestion and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020. And I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course, they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com. And use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today.
State of you feeling the most comfortable in your body, the most comfortable in your skin. Whatever products, routines make you feel the most grounded in your body, that is wellness. I like to think of it as feeling yourself out, right? You're inside your body, and the more you get to know yourself, the more self-discovery you do, the more you start to fill and color in your body and color in your soul, and the more you become the realest and most authentic version of yourself, that's wellness. So whatever techniques, routines, gosh, there are so many out there, tailoring it to feel your best self, your ultimate self, that's wellness.
Hello, yummies. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And today, I am excited and delighted to introduce our special guest, Royce Cook, who is the visionary behind Well Girl. Drop the I, Well Girl, a sanctuary for women on their wellness journeys. And it's pretty inspiring to hear Royce's passion for empowering women through journaling. And this has ignited a flame of inspiration within her community, which she talks about the importance of having the community and also creating it and how it has expanded into a thriving community of women devoted to personal development and finding those like-minded souls. So at Well Girl, she's pioneering a new collaborative journaling method known as Roses, Thorns, and Buds, designed to deepen our connection to self and also strengthen our relationships. And I love the backstory of where this was inspired, how this was inspired, which she'll talk about. Many of you listening, it's like preaching to the choir. Of course, you understand and perhaps even embrace the transformative power of journaling. So it might be nice to hear Royce's approach and see if that resonates deeply with your vision. Yeah, today we'll just dive into the alchemy of journaling for women and the importance of cultivating sisterhood and practical strategies for embracing our own magic through intentional self-discovery. So enjoy this filled with insight and boundless potential of the human spirit. With all that being said, let the magic begin with Royce Cook.
Royce!
welcome to the show. I've been excited to chat with you for months now.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, what is lighting up most in this season of your life?
I would say just change. I feel like I've just been, you know, embracing a lot of change in my life. And so that's just been kind of the season I'm in right now. It's just like being okay with change, understanding that it's inevitable, it will happen, and finding some sort of comfort in that and peace in that.
Well, you have a lot of change right now, I know. What we were just talking about before I press record is that you have made it a mission that this year you're going to do a podcast and you're going to get your message out there. So I'm sure there's a lot of change right now. How has this new transition been in your life?
It's been interesting because, yes, it was a big goal of mine to be more visible this year. And that's kind of hard to do when you yourself are very introverted and you're not used to like putting yourself out there. So it's been a journey of self-discovery and seeing that, oh, actually, I can do this. Actually, I can be visible. And that the fear that I had attached to being visible never existed. It was just something that I put in place to self-sabotage and not actually move on the things that I wanted to move on.
Well, I'm so glad that you're putting yourself out there, and also for the other introverts listening, because I am as well, so I understand how challenging it is to put yourself out there. Yeah. How did you get the idea of Well Girl and the Roses, Thorns, and Buds journaling method? Where did that originate?
Yeah, so I was introduced to Well Girl, or thought of Well Girl, back January of last year. I had just finished my master's degree and feeling I was very burnt out from all the studies. And I knew I wanted to reconnect with my wellness again, and specifically through journaling. And that was just because I like writing. I've always enjoyed writing. And coming from an academic background, it kind of made me not like writing as much. And so I wanted to reconnect back to writing and creative writing and expressing myself with my words. So that was my intention with Well Girl. I came up with a name. I'm like, that makes sense. Well Girl. And just took off with it. It started as just a Sunday newsletter. I called it the Sunday Scaries, or Beat the Sunday Scaries. And I included a journal prompt, an affirmation, and a quote, all to help women kind of be more comfortable in their, you know, Sunday and prepare for the week ahead and not feel so much anxiety work, you know, the next day. So, and that was a beautiful thing. It was well received by the small community that I had grew at the time. And then I decided I wanted something a bit more tangible, something that they could hold, a physical journal. And I thought back to the time I was an intern at IBM doing a lot of UX, so user experience work, and remembered this really awesome technique called Roses, Thorns, and Buds. And we would, as designers, come up with a design. And at the end of the week, so on Friday, we'd come together and we would review it. We'd analyze it. We'd talk about it. But we would do it in the Rose, Thorn, Bud framework.
Cool.
Yeah. And the best part about it is, even for those introverts, the ones that don't normally speak up, found their voice in this technique. And that's what made me like feel that this could be really, really helpful, because even the ones that don't normally speak up in meetings felt compelled to say, hey, I really like this, or this didn't really go to plan, or I wish we could have done this. And so they were finding their voice, and that was just incredible to witness.
I love that. I love hearing when something resonates with them from wherever their background is, or from school, or from whatever experience that they experience. And you took that and you ran with that and you created a journal, which is not easy to do. But this also made me realize I need to ask you your story. What made you even get into wellness?
Yeah. So I'm my background's in the military. So that.
What? What division?
I was in the Army. Yeah. I love telling the story because it is very important when talking about my wellness journey, and coming from a very disciplined and kind of hard background, such as the Army, your wellness and your sense of like taking care of yourself can take the back burner. And then because I was in for 5 years, it was throughout those years, I realized I'm not as connected to myself as I used to be. And so really feeling like, you know, once this is over, once I'm done, I want to make sure that I'm connecting back to myself, that I'm taking the time to define wellness for me And again, that, you know, we talked about wellness can look so many different ways. And sometimes people feel like, oh, I'm not doing it right because I don't have these products, or I'm not, you know, doing this routine. I must not being or living a well life. And the defining that for yourself is really important, because that's going to be how you live your life. And for me, it was getting out of the army and then realizing, okay, I want to work out. I want to, you know, work on my diet. I want to have eat healthy foods. I want to journal. I want to, you know, pick up these habits and these really good routines to, yeah, connect back to myself and honor myself, because for those 5 years, I wasn't necessarily honoring myself.
But at the same time, you did learn so much. And I'm glad that you were like, okay, no, now it's time for me to reconnect with me. And you made that connection. Yeah. Was it when you felt disconnected with yourself? What was it that made you realize, oh, I need to connect back with who I am?
Yeah, it was me having a lot of doubt. And that wasn't something that I had experienced before. Normally, when I make a decision or if I have a goal in mind, I'm very, you know, forward about it. I'm a Taurus. So I get very bullheaded when I'm like locked in on something. And I found myself kind of losing interest in my goals and in taking action. And that just did not feel right for me. It was never somebody I used to be, you know, not taking action. So that's when I realized, okay, I might not be in alignment with myself because this doesn't feel like me anymore.
Wow. That hits home, by the way. Yeah. I was also go-getter. And I've definitely experienced many times here and there setbacks. And that is a sign in some way. Like, I got to listen to something. So you have turned to journaling. How has journaling helped you reconnect with you?
It's been incredible. It's allowed me to be honest with myself. And it's one thing that my therapist had even, you know, congratulated me on, is, oh, you're finally being honest with yourself. And it seems like a silly thing to say, like, yeah, of course you're being honest with yourself. But for me, for a long time, I was not being as truthful or hiding different parts of myself because I just didn't want to face it or address certain things that happened. And journaling kind of softened that for me. It allowed me to just not feel intimidated that, oh, I have to fill this entire notebook with, you know, words, but I can just start each and every day consistently just talking through what I'm thinking about and just getting it on paper. And then by getting it on paper, I'm allowed to kind of take a deep breath and come back to myself because I don't have all those thoughts and anxieties in my head that was keeping me from relaxing, especially at night. Because that's, I feel like my brain is really trying to work very hard late at night. And so by journaling, it just allows things to quiet down and for my body to really relax and sink into sleep and relaxation. But yeah, that's definitely where it's been most helpful, is in peace and relaxation, allowing me to reflect on the day. Because pausing is important. And I realize too, I don't do that enough. I don't pause enough.
I mean, most humans, we tend to just get caught up in whatever is going on in our reality. Is this a nightly routine then for you?
Yeah.
Are you a routine person?
I am. Oh, I need a routine.
Yeah.
And again, that comes from that military back, and 100%. I'm glad I mentioned it, so it kind of makes sense. But having a structure is important. I strive to journal. I like to do it at night. Sometimes I'll do it on my like breaks. But I do really like to do it at night as a way of taking inventory of the day, taking stock, auditing the day. And in the way of roses, thorns, and buds, right? I like to look at the highlights of the day, which are my roses, my low points, my thorns, and the things that I'm hopeful for. And those are my buds.
The buds. That is awesome. I love that, hearing when a corporation actually brings something into people's world so they can, you know, connect with themselves. Even though you guys were talking about work, I love that you then brought that into can I apply this to life?
Because I like to draw connections. Even, you know, I have been working in tech for years now, but I like to apply different, especially UX, like user experience and design principles that could apply to your daily life. There's so many of them. And
interesting.
If you think about it, you're like, wow, I could use that. I could use that. And it's so helpful for these teams. And it's become so helpful for me in my life. So it's been great.
You also do this to foster a connection with women and a collaboration with women. You're about that, because that's how I feel as well. Yes. So why did you decide to do this, especially for women?
Especially for women, because we are the ones that don't pause enough. And I noticed that, it, like, for me, I'm not pausing. And we do so much, especially, you know, myself, the women in my life that I notice, they're incredibly strong and they do so much. And to create this as like an opportunity for them to pause and to take a break felt like a personal mission, because it's bigger than just a blank journal or, you know, this framework. It's a privilege, it's an opportunity, and I'm inviting them.
Ladies, we all have different symptoms that time of the month. For me, my energy level happens to just dip insanely, and I just feel a little down, you know, a little sluggish. And so I'm happy to share Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, and they are dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. And so here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So, Hormone Harmony is for any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances, and it's perfect for symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas when you have no desire to get in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean, and also hot flashes and night sweats if you happen to be going through menopause. It's really great for women with menopause. So yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MAGIC for 15% off today. Your hormones will thank you. I'm all about that fuss-free glam. Give me makeup that's versatile and feels like air on my skin and has ingredients that love my face, that's good for my face. You know, clean ingredients. And don't even get me started on mascaras, because I do want them bold and lengthening. And so we have Thrive Cosmetics, which I've been using since 2020, obviously because I appreciate their foolproof products that make it really easy to apply for any skill level. And they have a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look, but also they give back. Every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive, hence why it's Thrive Cosmetics, C-A-U-S-E, Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty skincare are not just makeup brands, they're a whole vibe. They're all about empowering us to rock our confidence, and when you support them, we are helping other communities thrive. Their stuff is not only easy to use, but no nasties, zero parabens, sulfites, phthalates. They are 100% vegan and cruelty-free. Let's talk lashes. Thanks to Thrive's liquid lash extensions, I must say that my lashes are just so beautiful and lush. It adds length, there are no clumps, and also guess what? It slides right off with warm water, so no raccoon eyes here. And I appreciate they have nourishing ingredients that support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And it's a unique formula they use that creates these tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. We've had problems in the past with the link, but the link does work now. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. I love that, because we do need to. And I know better, but I don't always do better. It's nice when you have a tangible tool, because when I do, and also when I do get into a routine of something, that is when I do better. And I love that you have this community of women to do this with. Now your journal, you were just showing me. I love that minimalist look, but at the same time, strong and bold. So do you want to talk about the format and how you created it? I'm curious about your vision with it.
So I partnered with a design agency, Coastal, actually it's White and Salt. White and Salt. And I worked with their team on creating the framework and the structure, how it would look in the journal. And I was very particular about no lines. And for a good reason, because again, I don't always have words. And I think that is a potential barrier for a lot of people when they're getting started with journaling, or if they're picking it back up again, it's like, there's so many lines I have to write and fill this entire page. I don't know, for me, I get very intimidated by the lines. So this was an easier way to just include a box and say, if you want to draw or scribble color in the box to kind of express yourself, then do that. Because this journal writing is so different than any type of other type of writing. It's not academic writing. It's not an essay. It's just a way for you to express yourself, and you might not have words. I know there have been really tough days for me where the last thing I want to do is write in a journal.
Yeah.
But I know I'll feel really good after it. It's kind of like the gym. Like, there are days you don't want to go, but you know you're always going to feel good after it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%.
It's like, it's good for me, but I just don't want to do it. That's my thing with journaling at the time. It was, I knew it was good for me, but I did not want to do it. And I thought, okay, we'll make it easy for people to get started and just include a box and just write one word. If all you have is one word for the day, then do that and then close it and then go to sleep. But it's repetition and it's getting you comfortable with at least trying.
Yeah.
That's the biggest hurdle, is to open the journal and to start writing.
I can't tell you how many times I've been blocked or just like, I'm not in the mood.
Yeah.
But I like that idea of, makes it less intimidating. Like, okay, just a word.
Yeah.
But something to make it routine. Yeah. Like you said, it's good to show up for yourself in that way. Because it can be so challenging, you know? And so what are some perhaps other strategies or tips for regular journaling practices mm-hmm. for women?
I would say pick a location and pick a time. And set the environment.
Yeah, like a sacred space.
Yeah. Yes. I like to really set the mood. Like when I'm starting journaling, when I'm going to journal, I make sure that my environment supports that. I have my tea, I have my pillow, I have my blanket, I have all the things I need that are there ready. So I don't have any excuses to not get going and get started, because I will make up an excuse. Well, my blanket's all the way over here, so let me get up. And now I'm creating all these distractions and, you know, prolonging the journaling because I'm not getting started. So I like to make sure everything is there. And yeah, starting very simple. And even if I don't have necessarily a prompt in mind, I just like to think about, how was my day? And kind of, again, do that audit of what happened. And what I notice is, a lot of the time, all the good things, I forget about them throughout the day. And I'm only focusing on the negative things. And that is why I feel the way I do at the end of the day, feeling crappy, because I've been flooding all these negative thoughts in my brain all day. Of course, I'm not gonna feel great. So by thinking about the positive parts of the day, the things that made me smile, the things that made me happy, remembering it changes my mood instantly, because I'm thinking, oh, wow, that was a really good cup of coffee, or I did really enjoy that phone call with a friend, you know? So I start to smile, and I'm writing and I'm smiling and I'm just remembering, like, oh, it was a good day. You know, things happen, but that didn't make it a terrible day.
Oh, man, that's so great. That's why, do you often start with the roses then, just to uplift yourself?
I start with the rose.
Really? Yeah. But then when you go back to the thorn, it's kind of bringing you back into that place.
When you go into the thorns, you're facing that shadow side of mm-hmm. yourself, and it can get really sticky. But that is why I love that we end with the buds. We end with something hopeful and something that is just as positive as that rose, something that is blooming, something that is in the works, that we're really, really excited about. So ending with that makes it a really holistic and really positive practice.
And in the woo-woo new agey space. It sounds like buds would be kind of manifesting. Like you don't, you might, and you know, you don't have to be into that thought process when it comes to manifesting, but you could think buds, oh, this is hopeful. So in a sense you are actually manifesting.
It's a perfect journal for manifestation. Because again, and very exciting too, because you can see your roses, so you could see the manifestations. So you could, so you use that as evidence. For me, I love using that. I turn back through the pages, and I just read back through past entries of, you know, things that I was going through that might have been a thorn. And the very next week, it's, you know, it's not a thorn anymore. I've overcame it. So it's really positive to see, oh, I'm making progress. I am succeeding.
That's so special. In this. I love looking back at my old journals and just seeing how far I've come and how I've evolved and how some things have manifested, but some things have manifested differently. Yeah, that's so special.
Yeah. And that's the beautiful thing. It's like, had those certain things that I wanted at the time come true, I don't think I'd be as happy. So I'm glad certain things didn't happen.
Oh my. Yeah, like... guys, I would put in my journals that it ended up not working out. I'm like, thank
you. You know, I'm good. Thank goodness.
Can you share any other anecdotes or success stories from your Well Girl community that illustrate the transformative power of journaling and sisterhood?
Yeah. So we have been doing kind of in-kind donations for a lot of wellness events. We just did one in New York. We did one in LA.
What? That's awesome.
Yes. And so I love when creators and influencers reach out for journals or any event programmers or anyone that reaches out. I love to supply journals because that's the best opportunity when they're together, when women are together at these events and they're either doing yoga or they're doing some sort of body movement and they're able to journal while doing it. So they'll do yoga and they'll also incorporate journaling. And a lot of the times, like, they haven't journaled in so long or they haven't journaled in this way. So when they're being introduced to this journal practice, roses, thorns, and buds, they're like, this is incredible. I really did not think journaling was for me, but this has changed my mind. So that's been the biggest win for us at Well Girl, is truly that we're changing the way women journal and really inspiring them that, you know, they can do it. It doesn't have to be difficult. And there's so many ways to journal. This might be the way for you.
That, I mean, that's the thing. There's so many journals out there that have prompts, that have something that you can follow along, like a poem, and then you reflect on that. Or you can simply just do something simple every single day and think about your rose, thorns, and buds.
This is perfect to do at dinner. Which I do this at dinner with friends.
I love that.
So we'll go around for Friday dinner. We'll ask each other, what was your rose, thorn, and bud? And it's just a good way to have like positive table talk, because I know sometimes table talk at dinner can get a little intense with conversations and topics. So this ensures that everyone feels supported. Like, I can say something and, you know, you're the friend that doesn't normally speak up gets to speak up during this.
Oh, that's special. Now, another thing we talked about before I press record was social media. And you think that this is a great way for us to help with our social media mental and emotional wellness when it comes to that, because it's definitely a challenging place taking over our lives. So how can journaling and rose, thorns, and buds help us with social media and approaching social media?
I think with social media, the way to go is find ways to get off of them. So finding ways to detach, journaling is a great way to do that. Being out in nature is a great way to do that. Face-to-face time with a friend, again, a perfect way to keep yourself from always reaching for your phone and always feeling like, you know, I want to feel connected to people. And I think that's what that is. And social media feels like that, that water cooler space almost. It's like the internet, you know, hangout. And, you know, that's what it feels like. So any opportunity to kind of not hang out there so much is a good thing. And again, journaling allows you to kind of find ways to detach, do a digital detox. Find ways to be less on the apps.
with social media, we can easily be so influenced by what we see. And I think journaling is one of, well, my ways personally to reconnect with myself and remember my values and what I actually truly believe or how I actually feel about something versus being so bombarded by other people's perceptions of reality.
I was just having that idea the other day about, so I deleted the apps off of my phone.
Yeah, so, same.
You know, and I try to get one of my friends. She did eventually. I mean, for maybe a day, but I mean, small steps, but yeah. I don't have any of the apps. I'll download them occasionally just to check in, but I'm not really on them.
So good.
Yeah. But it's really helpful. And a lot of it too is thinking that constantly seeing images and being influenced so much by other people, you really do, I think in a lot of ways, lose touch with yourself and your voice and the things that you like, because I think a lot of it is like this crowd mentality of like, especially with wellness, oh, this product is amazing and it's the best thing ever and you have to buy this and it's so expensive but afford it anyway, makes you feel like pressured into wellness and not really finding your voice or like the products that you like. And because it's very easy to get influenced when you're constantly seeing advertisements and you're constantly hearing influencers rave about something, whether it's truthful or not, it's constant. And so when you detach and find your voice and find the product that you like and that makes sense for your life, you're creating wellness for yourself. And that is beautiful. And it's going to be so unique because, again, you're not being influenced by buying these products or any of this because you're tailoring wellness to you.
Totally. I totally feel that. Yeah. And with that said, I was thinking, how does Royce define wellness?
It's just that. And I was going to be cheesy and say it's the state of being well. But truthfully, wellness to me is that state of you feeling the most comfortable in your body, the most comfortable in your skin. Whatever products, routines make you feel the most grounded in your body, that is wellness. I like to think of it as feeling yourself out, right? You're inside your body. And the more you get to know yourself, the more self-discovery you do, the more you start to fill and color in your body and color in your soul. And the more you become the realest and most authentic version of yourself, that's wellness. So whatever techniques, routines, gosh, there are so many out there, tailoring it to feel your best self, your ultimate self. That's wellness.
I agree. Amen to that.
Yeah.
And then you are the founder and visionary of Well Girls. So I'm curious about your aspirations for the future of the platform and how do you hope to continue uplifting and empowering women through your work?
So we recently kind of taken like a social media break. My feelings about that as a business taking a break from social media, I felt like it was kind of maybe not the right thing to do because so many businesses and people are constantly posting content, and that's the name of the game, right? Get content out, create it as fast as you can. But for me to feel the most myself and be the most authentic to me, knowing that I don't really care too much for social media, I didn't want the brand to just pump out content. And we did that, and the content that's there on, follow us at Instagram, at WellGirl.
GRL.
Yes. GRL, yes. The content that's there is so evergreen, and it's incredible. So I feel like we're taking a break. We're making sure that whatever we do, that our community actually wants it. I'm big on not creating offerings or things in general for the sake of doing it or for the sake of money or anything like that. I genuinely want the community to enjoy everything about Well Girl and whatever we can do, whatever we can provide that inspires women to continue on their wellness journeys, to start wellness journeys. That's what we're doing.
That's awesome. And I love that you actually have been doing it organically. You already knew because you're a journaler that you wanted to create a journal. So you've created a journal for your community. You've created spaces for your community to connect and meet in New York and LA. Like those are organic ways to fulfill the community's desires versus forcing something for, like you said, monetary reasons or because you feel like you have to.
Right. And to be less on social media. Yeah. I wanted us to be more in person. So again, doing donations of our journals for these in-person wellness events feels so incredible. And the women are so excited at those events. And it just makes the community just way more intimate than having strangers online. You know, it makes more sense.
But of course, social media is a great place for people to discover you.
Absolutely.
And connect. But I do love the emphasis of in-person.
Yeah.
That is very special. And that is, in my opinion, one of my definitions would definitely be in-person, IRL, realness. Like, this is wellness, not whatever's on the screen.
And what you're saying, it's social media is amazing for brand awareness. It's but for that nurturing. I love to step outside of, Instagram's algorithm and really nurture the women in person and support them in person. It just, I don't know, the connection is much more stronger for us that we've noticed. Yeah.
What are some things that you do in your workshops and meetings in person?
So, a lot of them are hosted by other creators, but again, they do yoga and incorporate journaling with yoga, sound bath. We had a sound bath event and incorporated. It was so nice. I think we have a couple events coming up in LA for girls that hot girl walks.
Nice.
I don't know why I'm not
hot girl. I love that though. Yes.
Doing hot girl walks or any sort of like walking outside. And again, these are like large groups of women and communities of women. So it just makes sense to plant the journal right in there while they're exercising, while they're doing other wellness events and routines and things. It just makes sense to accompany and have journaling be a part of that.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. How many people usually show up?
20 to 30.
That is big. That's amazing. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Wow. We're doing great. Yeah.
Where's your next one?
The next one, I believe it's in LA.
Okay.
We have them doing little pop-ups all over, and hopefully for the summer we'll do more in other states. But yeah, any opportunity that we get to share the journal with women in person, we jump on it.
Well, if you ever want to do one in Park City, or I guess Salt Lake would be the big city here, let me know.
I already told you I love the mountains, so journaling near the mountains.
Do you show up at all of them or just?
Some of them, the ones that are local.
Yeah.
We had one in Houston. I did show up for that one. The one in LA is around my birthday, May 19th, that Taurus.
That's a happy birthday coming up.
Thank you. I'll definitely be at that one. I think it helps definitely for them to see my face behind the brand because it adds credibility and they can see that, your heart and your mission and your purpose is so rock solid. Mm-hmm. It just makes women feel really comfortable with brand trust and with feeling like this is a good community for them to start their wellness journeys.
And I'm sure this varies as well depending on the venue, but how much does it usually cost for a person to attend?
It depends. Some of the events are free. Awesome. But they're no more than like $20. It's
awesome.
Definitely not about the money for this being like my passion project. This is really truly about inspiring women to take the next step in their wellness journey, because that's exactly what I needed. So yeah, it's funny enough because you would think that a lot of businesses, and I mean, the purpose and the point is to make money, but that just doesn't sit well with me. Again, just seeing women light up about wellness for like the first time in a long time has truly just inspired us to rethink the way we're going about Well Girl to make sure that they stay inspired.
That's awesome. And who are some of the other people you work with?
So we did a wellness event with Kira Jones. She's the founder of Cacti Wellness. It's the number one productivity app. She's fantastic.
That's awesome.
Shout out Kira. Women of Wellness, LA. It's been Pretty Girls Who Walk. For the Gals LA, it's been so many communities that have been reaching out saying, we want your journals in the hands of our community members, because, I take like little snippets from the events and I'll post them on stories and people light up about it. They're like, this is incredible. And they're actually able to see the journal being used, which helps people understand it a little more. Yes, the journal, but seeing it done in a collaborative way, which is makes our journal so unique. It is a collaborative journal. So you would do it essentially with, you and I could do it, right? You and a parent, you and a spouse, you and a sibling could do it. And the point is that you're providing that opportunity and space for someone to be honest, to talk, and be empathetic towards them, because a lot of the times you don't ask anybody questions about their day in this kind of intimate, deep way, you know, and asking them about, okay, what didn't go well today? Ooh, you know, that can get a little heavy. So saving that space and being very intentional about, I'm asking you a question and I really, really am here to listen to you. It creates a really special moment for people.
What a great way to bond and also allow people yeah. the space to be vulnerable and honest.
Absolutely.
May I ask you then, your road? I know it's only yeah. three your time, four my time. So my day is going to be ending soon, but I'm midday, I guess. But what's your rose, thorn, and bud today?
My rose today will definitely be this podcast recording. I have been waiting all day to do this. Because I light up when I talk about Well Girl and the journal and what we're doing, because it truly, it's my heart. It really is my heart.
It is. I can see it.
Yeah. And then my thorn would be, it's going to sound really cheesy, but like, I don't have anything, but.
Or this week, I guess. Do you sometimes do that if you don't have one of the day?
It's been a scheduling. Yeah. If you don't have one of the day, it could be just anything that you've been going through. I think this week has been a lot of meetings and scheduling, just typical, you know, playing calendar Tetris is what I call it, you know, so, and also, yeah, wanting to do so much, but also making time to honor yourself, to slow down and know that, you know, you can only do so much. And when things are out of your hand, they're out of your hand. So I've been learning, yes, it's been a thorn of, especially when things don't go as to plan or the way you think that they should go, and there's a roadblock or something doesn't really happen quite like it should. It kind of feels like you may have failed in a way, which is harsh to think about. I mean, you never really fail, but it doesn't feel good when something that you plan doesn't happen that way. So we'll say a lot of that this week of pushing through, right? And just saying like, okay, this didn't happen, but I'm going to stay committed. I'm going to stay the
course.
That's
amazing. I love that you brought the thorn to light in some yeah. way. And that might not always happen for somebody.
Yeah. Sometimes the thorns are really heavy. And then I also say, let them be heavy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if there is not a silver lining to it.
Be honest.
That's fine. Yeah. Be honest.
If we're human. It happens.
It happens. So the more you're able to be honest and the more human you can be in this process, the better, and the better it's going to be for you. Really. It's truly about breaking down those barriers of having to be this strong individual all the time, especially for women. Again, being strong all the time and not feeling like there's an opportunity for them to break down. And that can feel very lonely and very unsafe to feel like you have to stay strong all the time for everyone around you. Because if I break down, no one's going to be there to catch me and everyone else is going to fall. So I have to stay strong.
I feel like there are some women that just listen to that and they're like, is she near me right now? Is she watching me? But it everybody experiences that and they're not alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And embracing that and embracing the fact that like, if things don't go to plan, that's okay. That's called life. You're not doing anything wrong. You're living life.
That's life. Shit things happens life. All the time.
All the time.
All the time. And then your bud.
The bud would be everything going on with Well Girl. Again, the summer events we have coming up. We're doing a journal restock because we definitely sold out. So it's just exciting to do a lot of in-person events this summer and really enjoy our digital detox from social media while we reconfigure our social plans and not feeling the pressure to, you know, have to post every day. That's been nice to kind of get off that hamster wheel of, oh, my business isn't going to succeed if I don't post content every single day. That's
not true.
Yeah, that's not true.
I'm living proof.
You know, the community knows. And
yeah.
If your product, if your mission, if it's strong, if it's aligned, they'll be there.
And if you're being authentic and yeah, absolutely. When people connect and, you know, if you've helped people in some way or connected with people in any way, shape, or form. That's all that matters. Social media is a great avenue. It's not the only one. You're going on podcasts. This is a great way to get your message out there. If not, it's one of the best ways for sure.
The podcasts have been very, very good in terms of like adding voice to our brand.
Yeah.
Because a lot of it was a lot of behind the scenes. So people not really seeing me or hearing my voice. And so the more I've been talking and speaking up, people have really been connecting to my voice, to my mission, to the heart, and they can hear it.
Very cool.
And so that's been really, really incredible. The intimacy from like podcasting in general, I love it. I loved sitting down and just talking about this. So it feels very intimate and just authentic to me.
And I can tell you're so passionate about it. And that is, that's one of my roses, by the way, I would say. I was obviously looking forward to this because one of my things and why I honestly still do this podcast, podcast has turned from something that, I used to make decent money from, and now it's more passion project than anything. But I just keep going because I love hearing people's, the magic that they are creating in this world. And I think that that's a blessing. So to really see and feel your passion from this is... Yeah. It's just an honor. It is. So that is definitely a rose. Sadly, you see my little baby right here?
He's
neutered. He's not, he's on drugs right now, so he's not feeling too good. And so seeing him like that is definitely a thorn because he's my baby. But, it's good that he's neutered now. It was time.
Yeah.
And
neutered, bager, your fur babies.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. And I had anxiety about even that. At least that part's over with. And then Bud, man, well, I hope that I get to connect with you.
Oh, my gosh.
In person one day. And I just love that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I told you I'm big on the mountains. And I have been wanting to travel to Utah for a long time.
That is wild.
I know something about
city. I get it.
Something about it. I think
I'm biased.
It's the nature. It's and also it's the scenery change.
Yes, a total scenery.
You get so tired of seeing your same city and town scenery. You're like, I got to get out of here. Anywhere.
When I lived in LA, I got to say, I'm not going to lie, when I moved back to Park City, Utah, I don't get tired of the scenery here. That's the reason why I'm here. I'm not crazy about the culture or anything, but I just love Park City. I love the Park City's culture. It's totally different than Utah culture. And it's just beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to remember Park City.
Park City, yes.
Not. I'm thinking Salt Lake, and I'm like,
Salt Lake's cool. I like Salt Lake too, actually. But it's very dry here and you are in a very humid place. So just that's going to be, and it's elevated here too. So it's going to be quite an adjustment. And bring your lotion and sunscreen. Yeah, you get a lot of sun in the elevation.
But listen, here in Texas, I feel like during the summer months, lotion is optional and honestly probably discouraged.
I'm sure.
Probably discouraged.
Well, then you're going to have to buy some here for sure. And have an event here. That'd be awesome. Now, I also want to ask for your advice on what advice would you give to women who are just starting their wellness journey or exploring journaling for the first time?
For women that are just starting their wellness journey, I would say disconnect from socials and keep a journal. Write it down. Certain things that make you feel really good. Like, did you eat something that made you feel really good? Did you drink something? Did you hang out with somebody that made you feel really good? Take stock and just be aware of all the things that make you feel good. And then take stock of the things that don't make you feel good. This person, when I hang out with them, I don't feel good when I'm done hanging out with them. Or when I'm in this place or in this setting, I don't really like it. It doesn't make me feel good. So while you're doing that, you're crafting your experience. You're finding out what you do and what you don't like. And now you can find products and routines that support you in the things that you do like and not in the things that you don't like. And come back to social media and that, but you can come back knowing that you did the work yourself. You weren't being influenced with wellness because it's overwhelming. And that's the thing. It's so overwhelming. People find it hard to even get started because there are so many resources. There are so many products. And I think, there are people that curate it in a way. But again, you're listening to somebody else's curation. And you really need to just listen to yourself and trust that you know what's best for you and craft that wellness experience for you. That's really what it is. You have to just find out what makes sense for you.
What great advice, because also a huge thing for wellness and for just our own inner peace would be boundaries. Yeah. It sounds like as you do this, you're learning boundaries. If this person's draining, you got to set a boundary around it. If this experience is draining, you got to set a boundary around it. If this person lights you up, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's a beautiful way to learn more about yourself. So I think that advice is perfect.
Huge on the boundaries. Huge on learning what works for you and what doesn't work for you. Yeah. And knowing that boundaries does not mean that you don't want to hang out with this person. It's just trying to figure out, you know, you want this person to stay in your life and you figuring out a way that works best for you. You know, you have boundaries for the people that you love and that you care about because you want them to stay in your life. So just remembering that boundaries are for people that you love and there's nothing wrong with them. It's just how can we live in relationship, how can we be in relationship with each other?
Yeah.
And what does that look like?
And also sometimes you might not want a relationship with that person. That's and okay.
And that's what you figure out through your self-discovery. You figure out this person is not for me.
Yeah.
And that's okay. They're not a bad person. They're just not my person.
Yeah, they're not your person. Totally.
Yeah.
Now, with that said, do you have any other messages before I ask you the last question? I ask all your own magic guests.
I'm ready for the final question.
Okay. How would you advise the Your Own Magic listeners to create their own magic?
I would say, again, just be intentional with how you're navigating the world. People are so magical, and I found my magic through journaling and through just being honest with myself. And gosh, once you find that magic that's already in you, which is so insane to think about, it's already there. And once you wake up to it, once you realize how special you are, everything in your life, all your relationships get better because you have cultivated and you have discovered this really beautiful version of you that's in there that is trying to find its way to you, and you're trying to find your way to it. And through therapy, through wellness routines, through, again, just that deep knowing of yourself, you'll get there. And then when you get there, know that it's an evolution. It will change. Who you are now will not be who you'll change over time. So don't get so locked into this version of you now, because you're always going to change. There's no final version of you. You're continuously changing, always and forever. So enjoy the ride, buckle in, but know that, you know, it doesn't have to be, overwhelming. It doesn't have to be overcomplicated. Wellness can be so simple. It just is how you approach it. So I would say, just take it easy one day at a time. We only get one day anyway at a time. No one knows what the future has in store. But just staying present, staying in your body, that's where, just stay where your feet are. And then you won't have any issues. I feel like you won't have any issues if you stay planted, stay focused, and just be positive. Just find any amount of gratitude in that day, because there's something, there's always something there, but find it, search very hard for it, and hold on to it.
So beautifully, beautifully said, Royce. And I just have to say that I love connecting and meeting genuine people, and you're just such a phenomenal human with everything you're doing. The fact that this is a passion project of yours and that it actually is transforming people's lives, and you're also fostering this sense of sisterhood through this experience and journaling. It's just, it's so beautiful. What you're doing is so beautiful, and it's transformative, and it's so meaningful, and it's needed. So thank you for what you're doing, Royce, and for sharing it here on the podcast. It means so much.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. I have loved talking to you and talking about Well Girl, and this, again, it really is my heart. So I love supporting women and especially on their wellness journeys. It's incredible. It's incredible.
Yomies, that is a wrap. I hope this episode was expanding for you in some way, shape, or form. Feel free to visit our site at yourownmagic.com or check out my shop eyesofaspen.com. Connect with the other Your Own Magic listeners. We would love to see more conversations started on the Your Own Magic Facebook group. So with all that being said, thank you so much again for tuning in, and I hope you have a magical rest of your day.